Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Fascinating week three in the National Football League. And of course, week four starts tonight with Philadelphia at Green Bay. I guess we'll find out tonight whether Aaron Rodgers has spent his entire week sipping scotch and watching Philly tape. Well, yeah, he had a chance to watch that. That was his reaction.
I think that was probably just a Sunday.
Yeah, maybe just Sunday night.
You sipped a little bit of scotch.
A little sipping of some scotch.
When you have that quick turnaround, you can't really continue sipping throughout the week. You know, just Sunday, and then you get ready for it throughout the week. Well, we know he can't drink beer, so he just has to sip that scotch. We saw that he can't chuck a beer at all. So,
we'll ask Sean Salisbury, our buddy from Sports Talk 790 in Houston, Sean Unfiltered on Twitter. Sean, did you ever have occasion to win a game so easily that your jersey was basically clean, that you got hit only once in a game, never sacked, and you were left to remark after the game, "I'm feeling so good, I think I'll go home and sip on some scotch and watch some Philly tape"?
Actually, yes. I actually had a couple of those. Think about this, though. I had Gary Zimmerman.
Yes.
Randall McDaniel. when people look at it, I have like 700 favorites. Apparently the quarterback was the reason we didn't win a Super Bowl. So, yes, but I did. As a matter of fact, in a snow game, my best game of my career, and I didn't get hit much in the game. Honestly, it was just under 400 yards. It was at Denver, and we came back and beat John Elway there in a big snowstorm. One of my favorite games of my career. I was actually the NFL Player of the Week that week, but I didn't get hit much in that game, and we knew how it was. Atwater and Dennis Smith, they were loaded. They were really good, but my offensive line was special. And had a game against Indianapolis when I was in San Diego where we went into their building and beat them. And then another game where we clinched the division against Florida and Green Bay in my building. I didn't get hit much. So, yeah, I've had it now. Aaron's been at a few more starting positions than I have, but I give all credit. I mean, I was mentally always prepared, but when you got those physical guys right up there and you get the ball out on time, I was fortunate to do that. So I played two or three games where I was like, okay, this is pretty cool that you just hang my jersey up other than sweat.
Yeah.
There's not a whole lot of markings on it. So, yeah, I was blessed. The Zimmerman and Randall McDaniel, you guys know about Zim there in Denver. Uh-huh. There's a whole lot left side. That left side of the line didn't get a whole lot of penetration from the defense, trust me.
Yeah, those are the games that you just tell the equipment manager, don't worry about washing the jersey. We're perfectly fine. We'll just roll it into next week.
You're exactly right, my man. Then you run to the store and you buy all the beer and scotch or whatever they want for the offensive line. Not that's what you do.
Hey, Sean, the Broncos signed two players this offseason with injury history in Callahan and Juwan James. Should the Broncos be surprised that they're hurt right now, or should they have had a plan if these guys went down and got hurt like they are right now?
You hit it. You always have to listen, guys. The best teams, in my opinion, obviously you got to have stars, but aren't over the course of you guys watching it and playing it and studying it, don't you guys think that the best teams are the teams that are the deepest? Because think about it. Whether like a Jacksonville, or if a running back gets hurt, or if you're saying either the L.A. Chargers and Eckler's in and Gordon, whether it's a holdout or injury, think about the best teams by the end of the year, because guys are going to get banged up. They're usually the deepest. And when you've got it's like guys, I'll compare it to Carlos Correa here in baseball, just for people who understand that. Here's Correa, who is a phenomenal talent, 5-tool superstar. He averages 110 games a year. Out of 162. He's hurt again right now. Box a little stiff. So best availability is the availability. So, yeah, when you have an injury history, number one, better have somebody to back it up. You can't just roll the dice and say, let's hope. Secondly, the deepest teams on a 53-man/44, 45, 46-man roster, it's got to be to the point the best teams are when the right guard goes out, that the right guard who comes in that you're thinking, well, I don't have my star, but, man, I didn't even notice that we as broadcasts come and say, oh, that's right, he missed this game. Or when a slot goes out, that the other slot comes and catches six balls. Well, they're not the star. But when you can close the gap between your starter and the next guy, and the starter gets hurt and the guy steps in, those are the guys, front office guys, general managers, scouts, who do the deepest work and also the coaches who teach them properly to be prepared. So the best teams are the deepest teams. Obviously, you got to have stars, but depth matters because a lot of times during the season, you lose stars. In the Broncos' case, when you have a couple guys with injury history, you damn well better have done your due diligence, not only on them, but what's to replace them.
Sean, going back to 1980, only 6 of 176 NFL teams starting 0-3 made the playoffs. You're down in Houston. You certainly remember and can tell us all about the Texans starting 0-3 last year and rallying to not only make the playoffs but win the division. Our players here in Denver who are talking about a recovery, a rebound that would at least get them into the playoff picture, just saying that, or is there any kind of realistic chance that you can see that this Denver team could go from 0-3 to even 9-7 and sneak in?
Call task, Sandy, because it's not just looking at the 0-3. It's kind of how you lose and what you see, and kind of bearing out what we talked about in the preseason, guys. It just is about the lack of explosiveness for the most part. And if the defense isn't knocking the quarterback around and doing that, that's been the staple for them. And if that staple is not plugged in and is not working the way they want it to, then they're not going to win many games because they're not going to dominate you with explosives on the offensive side. Listen, if I'm in a locker room, I would hope. Now, sometimes you start to fool yourself a little bit, and I'd rather have some, as Dan Soss told me years ago, dazzle, if you can't dazzle them with brilliance, baffle them with BS. And when Dan told me that, so it's like that old commercial, never let them see you sweat. So on the inside, you got to believe it, Sandy, but we'll know. It'll come down to two things. Do they really believe it? You'll know by the performance. Secondly, the question is, it's one thing to believe in a whole bunch of, hell, I believe I'm going to win Powerball.
Yeah.
But unless I play Powerball, I ain't going to win it. So, and it comes down to the talent. You can sit there. I mean, I'd love to say I was the best back or the best quarterback in the league, but I wasn't. You know, deep down, I said, man, if I'm given a chance, maybe I could beat that. No, Sean, you're not. Marino and Elway were pretty good, so you got no shot. So maybe it's just a point where their just roster isn't as good as others, but they do have some pieces on this puzzle that are spectacular. So I always hold out hope, Sandy, because I always say weeks 4 to 6 will tell me more about the identity of a team than the first 3 weeks. If that's the case, then we got to bury the Browns. Steelers are done. Even 2-1 teams that look semi-safe to me, or are the Buffalo Bills at 3-0 this real with their schedule?
Yeah.
I don't know. They could go on and not make the playoffs.
Sure, sure.
You know, the truth of the matter is, so quickly, guys, I think they probably want to convince themselves because that's what a paid professional does. They'd rather have them saying that than putting their golf clubs in their trunk. But it's a tall task because I just don't think they're a playoff football team. I don't. And the key, though, is in the AFC with some of these teams that were wild card type teams struggling. The Chargers are banged up, getting Melvin Gordon back. They come off a loss. And here's the difference between the Texans and the Denver Broncos. In truth, Sandy, comes down to this, and it's a quarterback league. Joe Flacco's not Deshaun Watson. Mm-hmm. Deshaun Watson can load you on your back and carry for 8 weeks. At this point in time, no offense to Joe, Joe can't. That's the difference between the two in a major way right now.
Yeah. Sean, you played the quarterback position for a long time. You understand defenses. I want you to talk to us real quick about going up against a great front seven like the Jacksonville Jaguars have. What does this Broncos offensive game plan need to be in order to be effective or in even order to have an opportunity to win on Sunday?
Yeah, that's a great point because I believe teams at every level, the big fellas up front on the offensive line, that front seven, you can have the greatest secondary in the world. If you can't pressure a quarterback, an average quarterback will beat a good secondary if he can set a seat and throw. Here's the problem they pose. They'll get good push inside and outside, and they can be stout against the run game. Now, depending on Ramsey's, you know, availability with the kid and the sickness and the trade talk. But up front, they can generate pressure. But here's the big key, guys. And I said this about the Texans going last week on my show into the game against the Chargers. And very similar when it comes to the way they move. You know where Joe Flacco's going to be. You know his launch point. And you guys know this as a defense. The worst thing a defender wants to do. Now, you don't want to play against Rodgers and Brady on a regular basis. But you do like because you know where Brady, Rivers, Flacco, where I was going to be, because we weren't going to beat you east and west. We were going to climb north and south, And that's the way it went. So you know the aiming point. You know when you're going to meet at the quarterback on a 3- and 5-step drop. When you're playing Lamar Jackson or Russ Wilson or Carson Wentz, it changes on you. So they can dial in and say, listen, get inside push, create a new line of scrimmage. Joe, maybe every now and then he'll slide on a little bootleg, but for the most part, you know he's going to be between the guards. And even if it's a stretch play, play action, I know where he's lined up. So I can tee off to that point as opposed to kind of that passive-aggressive pass rush where you're like, well, if we miss on the first one, this guy's going to break it open to Deshaun Watson and kill us outside on an east and west escape. So you know Joe's going to be trying to be on schedule and be there. So that's a problem. And if you don't offset it with running the football so play action becomes viable, you've got major issues in this game because those big fellas up front can control the interior, and they've got enough pass rush. You better be dual and balanced this week because if you're going to drop back 40 times, you're going to be in major, major issue when you know where the quarterback's going to be without escapability for the most part.
Hey, Sean, we got to let you run, but one, I want to give you a chance to talk about some of the stuff you're doing, and two, give us as succinctly as you can some idea as to whether we are witnessing at least the beginning of the decline of Von Miller.
I want to hope not, Sandy, but, you know, you start to look at it and say with Von, I mean, we've got a great young pass rusher on the other end. Hey, the truth of the matter is, isn't every year at that position with the twist and torque and turn and what you do, shouldn't we expect a little bit of this? I know the guy's a freak show, and his semi-freak show is better than most guys in the league freak show. And you know what? 4 years from now, we're going to be saying the same thing about Khalil Mack. We just are, because that's a dip. J.J. Watt's gone through its surgery. So, yeah, I get it. But also defenses say, don't let Von Miller beat you. You're not getting beat by their defense. So I'm not going to put the decline on him. But, Sandy, every year that goes by, that position's so hard to stay. It's a young man's league, and especially those stud pass rush disruptor. So I put it this way, I still need to know where he lines up every play. And as far as what I'm doing, and Von Miller is still a threat for every offense that you've got to play against, I promise you that. And the Jacksonville Jaguars will know about that, and we'll Gardner mention you this week. As for me, guys, you know, I'm 6 to 10. You can find it on the iHeartRadio app, my morning drive show, Central Time in Houston. And I start next week a new football, and it'll be mixed with some other stuff, but a new Sean Salisbury podcast, and it will be unfiltered. With some X's and O's and whiteboard, I'll have it on Periscope every day, 4 to 5 days a week. It'll be about 35 minutes long, and it'll be in-depth, hardcore fun, but hardcore football podcast. It starts on Monday.
You're the best.
Yeah, thanks, Sean.
Our thanks.
Awesome stuff.
Appreciate you guys. You can find me on Twitter, Sean Unfiltered. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate
absolutely. There he goes. Always Unfiltered with us, Sean Salisbury. And we will talk more about that when we come back. The decline of Von Miller. Is it beginning? Are we seeing it right now? This is Denver Sports Station, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.